brought to you by Penguin.
Miss Austen by Jill Hornby, read by Juliet Stevenson. Let us take that path. He closed the garden door behind her and gestured towards the elm walk. She pulled her shawl close and drank a deep draught of the new green air. The year was 1795, and the day seemed to assume itself to be the first of that spring. Birds high in the oak tree sang out their relief. A new stickiness shone from the twigs. Together they walked up the slope at the back of the rectory, through the gap in the hedgerow, and there, out of sight of her family, he stopped and took her hand.
"My love," Tom began.
Cassie smiled. Here it was, at last. She had been waiting so long for this moment.
"Oh,"
he stopped, shy suddenly.
"I think you know what it is I'm about to say."
"Do I?"
She looked up at him, encouraging.
"Well, I should dearly like to hear you say it, whatever it may be. Please, do go on."
And so he spoke. It was not a polished declaration, considering how much time there had been for the planning of it. It was a little halting in places. He had loved her since, well, he could not quite remember. She was the only woman whom he could ever contemplate sharing, and so on. But she was charmed all the same. It was entirely in his dear character, and both as wonderful and as ordinary as these moments should be. When it seemed that all words, even the inadequate, were beginning to fail him, she accepted to spare him the struggle. They kissed, and her whole body was consumed by a surge of, what was it exactly? Yes, satisfaction. This was her destiny. Her life was in place. They walked for a little, her arm in his, and discussed the terms of their engagement. In fact, there was only one term that could concern them. It would be long. And those dread words, £250 and per annum, did have to be mentioned. How they wearied them both. But be mentioned they must. He asked for her patience. She promised it without thinking. Cassie was just 22. They had years yet to play with, and patience was, famously, one of her many virtues. They turned back to the house to spread their glad news. It was met with all the exuberant delight that they could have wished for, though not even a pretense at surprise. For this engagement between Miss Cassandra Austen of Steventon and the young Reverend Tom Fowle of Kintbury had been settled as a public fact long before it was decided by the couple in private. After all, it was the perfect match, of the sort that would bring such pleasure to so many. So it must be their future, their one possible happy ending. The universe had agreed on that for them many years before. Chapter 1. Kintbury, March 1840.
"Miss Austen?"
The voice came from behind her.
"Forgive me."
She turned.
"I did not know you were there."
Cassandra managed a smile, but stayed where she was, on the vicarage doorstep. She would dearly like to be more effusive. She felt the distant, familiar stirrings of effusiveness somewhere deep down, but was simply too tired to move. Her old bones had been shaken apart by the coach ride from her home in Chawton, and the chill wind off the river was piercing her joints. She stood by her bags and watched Isabella approach.
"I had to go up to the vestry,"
Isabella called as she came down from the churchyard. She had always cut a small, colourless figure, and was now, of course, poor dear, in unhelpful, ill-fitting black.
"There are still duties."
Against a backdrop of green bank dotted with primrose, she moved like a shadow.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?